Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to make our way through St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Before I do, I just want to remind you about our website, renewalministries.net. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the programs this week or last week's programs, all touched on elements and parts of this letter from Paul, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net, listen to them right there on your computer or download them on whatever device works for you. You can also, I want to encourage you to download our Renewal Ministries app. Just go to the App Store and you'll have immediate access anytime, night or day, to our TV programs, our radio programs, all the material that we've created, free booklets and articles and things. It's a challenging time to be walking as a disciple. It's a time we need to come together. We need to set our minds on things above. It's a good time for you to be able to lay hold of these kind of radio programs that we're doing, the television programs, get the material that we have, because we create it to help you hear and understand God's purpose and plan for your life. Today, I want to look at Romans chapter 14. It's the passage that we're given at Mass. One of my favorite passages in the New Testament, because it talks so clearly about the lordship and the majesty of Jesus. Starting in verse 7, Paul says, "None of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and of the living." That's a powerful verse there, verse 9. But essentially, what is Paul talking about? He says that he's reminding us that when we're baptized into Christ, the old man, that part of us that insists on our own identity, our own power, our own capacity to define reality and life any way we want to, and become our own master, when we're baptized into Jesus now, that old man that insists on that, to putting ourselves first, feeding my ego and my flesh, that old man is put to death. In baptism, we're united to the cross of Jesus Christ, and our sinful nature, the old man in us, is put to death. It's crucified with Christ. And a new man, a new creation, after the cleansing bath of baptism, being united to the cleansing blood of Jesus, being set free from the dominion of the world, the flesh and the devil, and the pain of original sin, we now have this Spirit. We've been talking all week, have the Holy Spirit of God. God's plan to save us isn't just to give us a book or to tell us just to work harder. God saves us through the mercy of his Son and his life, passion, death, and resurrection, his ascension into glory, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. We are saved by having our sins forgiven, having the debt that we owe God paid by Jesus Christ, to have the old man in us put to death, and the new man, the new woman, rising with Jesus and being united to Jesus and becoming a child of God through the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, having our sins forgiven through the death and resurrection of Jesus. This is the center of it for us, right? The center of the Christian life. And so Paul is saying to us, when you were raised, you now were raised as a member of the family of God, as a child of God, and as a disciple of Jesus. You now come under a whole new dominion, the kingdom of God, the reign of God, God's purpose, his plan, his economy, his authority, and his dominion. We freely come under the authority, the majesty, and the power of Jesus. The Holy Spirit cries out in us, as Paul was saying in another place, Jesus Christ is Lord. No one can say, Paul says, that Jesus Christ is Lord except by the Spirit. It can sound like a strange way to say it because, of course, anybody can say the words, Jesus Christ is Lord. What Paul's talking about is that only by the Spirit present in us can we grasp the authority, the majesty, the glory of Jesus. Only through the Spirit can we see and really grasp that he has authority over everything. And the whole purpose of life is to live with him, in him, walking under his authority, aligning ourselves with his leadership, aligning your life, aligning my life with Jesus' leadership, and saying yes to the call to live a life of obedience. This is really radical. And Paul summarizes it here in verse 9 so powerfully. He's answering the question, why did Jesus die and live again? Why did he come to die? And why was he crucified? And why was he raised from the dead? What's it all about? Paul summarizes it this way. So that he might be Lord, that is Jesus, might be Lord of both the dead and of the living. He might be Lord of the dead and of the living. The Father has enthroned his Son. All authority in heaven and on earth belongs to him. And the apostles proclaim this. And the apostles taught it so clearly. And they not only declared it as a fact that Jesus has been made Lord in Christ, but what it means that Jesus is Lord in Christ is that the Father has put all things under his feet. And what Jesus is doing right now is both interceding to God the Father on our behalf for the sake of our salvation, to bring us under his lordship, to bring our hearts into union with his, and to break all resistance within us, to enthrone ourselves rather than the person of Jesus in us. St. Peter would say at one point, he said, enthrone Jesus Christ in your heart because he's the Lord, he's the Savior. And Jesus is also, friends, ready to, and he's destroying the enemies of God. He's destroying the devil's power. He's destroying sin's power. He's subduing the powers of the world. And guess what? If we don't say yes to Jesus, we become his enemy. And at the end of time, he will be the judge of the living and the dead. And through his power, he will manifest the intentions of the heart of every single human being. And we will then find out what is it we really wanted. Did we love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength? Did we welcome the lordship of Jesus and God's plan and purpose? It's so important for us to be able to see that clearly. Again, Paul said, for to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. So friends, it's so important for us to ask today, not only can I say the words Jesus Christ is Lord, but is he really the Lord of my life? I read a book a number of years ago called Mere Christianity, Radical Christianity in a Rebellious World, by a guy named Lee Camp. And he said the following. He said, Jesus is Lord is a radical claim, one that is ultimately rooted in questions of allegiance, of ultimate authority, of the ultimate norm and standard of human life. Instead, Christianity has often sought to ally itself comfortably with allegiance to other authorities, be they political, economic, cultural, or ethnic. Could it be that the cry, Jesus is Lord, has become one of the most widespread Christian lies? Have Christians claimed the lordship of Jesus but systematically set aside the call to obedience to this very Lord? It's a really good question. It's very easy for us to live the life we want to live. And what I mean by that is a life apart from Jesus, that we'd say, okay, I know I have to pay attention to God in some way. I know I need to get to Mass at least a couple times a month, but I've got my whole to-do list of all the things I want to do, want to accomplish, want to have, want to pursue, and I don't want to get too serious about Christianity, about following Jesus. I don't want to become a religious fanatic. And often people think that way and think like, well, if I become too radical, then people will think I'm imbalanced or something. But underneath it, the real issue is, do I want to submit my whole life, everything about me, to the authority of Jesus? Do I want to come to that place where I realize, and it gets enfleshed in my life, that I no longer belong to myself, that everything I have belongs to him, and that the whole purpose of life, as St. Paul would say, is to now live to please him? That's the one question I'm asking every day. Lord, how can I please you today? In my marriage, in my family, in my job, in the responsibilities you've given me. Lord, how can I give back to you my time, my talent, my treasure? How can I incorporate your purpose and plan? How can I align myself more fully with you, Jesus? How can I lift you up in my life? Okay, there's a little more here I really appreciate from this book because it helps pull it all together. Jesus of Nazareth, the gospel accounts relate, always comes asking disciples to follow him. not merely to accept him, not merely to believe in him, not merely to worship him, but to follow him. One either follows Christ or one does not. It is all or nothing. There's no compartmentalization of the faith, no realm, no sphere, no business, no politic, in which the lordship of Christ will be excluded. We either make him Lord of all lords, or we deny him as Lord of any. And when the Catechism reminds us, and just simply echoing the teaching of Scripture, that the day will come when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, in that moment, what will be revealed is what I served in this world. What did I choose to serve? Or another way to look at it is, what did I choose to love? Did I choose to love God and his will? In loving God, we see his offer of salvation of his only begotten Son, his beloved Son, most precious to the Father. Did I give everything back to him? Did I say yes to Jesus? Did I live under his lordship? What did my life actually look like? How did I spend my time, my talent, my treasure? How did I relate to God and to people? What did daily life look like for me? Did I offer, as Paul was saying earlier, did I offer my life each day, my body as a living sacrifice to God? Did I seek to have a renewed mind? Did I want to say yes to God? Did I live knowing that the Spirit of God is here leading me, helping me, strengthening me? Am I learning to listen to the voice of God in the power of the Holy Spirit and then to obey that voice? You know, we're called to live under the lordship of Jesus, and Jesus said very simply that it meant to take up our cross, to walk with Jesus in his resistance, his countercultural resistance against the world, his nonconformity to the powers of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and his complete alignment with the Father, to walk in obedience, which is the way we express love. Here's another quote from that same book, talking about the cross, the believer's cross. It said, "The believer's cross is no longer any and every kind of suffering, sickness, or tension, the bearing of which is demanded." So a lot of people would say, you know, oh, I have to carry my cross. My cross is the sickness I have, or the suffering I'm going through, or the difficult relationships. And those can be crosses if they're lived rightly, right? In the midst of that suffering, those are not small things. But he goes on, he makes a very good point. He says, "The believer's cross must be like his Lord's, the price of his social nonconformity. It is not like sickness or catastrophe, an inexplicable, unpredictable suffering. It is the end of a path freely chosen after counting the cost. It is not an inward wrestling of the sensitive soul with self and sin. It is the social reality of representing in an unwilling world the order that is to come. The cross we carry, first and foremost, is being radically identified with Jesus and living in and under his lordship and living in the kingdom." He said, "The kingdom of God is at hand. The rule of my Father is here. I've come, I've planted it. I'm gathering my people. I'm gathering from around the world those who want to live in the kingdom and walk in it. It's going to require resistance and nonconformity because the world rages against it." I'm going to take this up again tomorrow, friends, because I think this is really important for us to see and hear more clearly and to walk as Christ walked. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.